Hey everyone, it's Emily Fang, your host for the Asian Female Lead podcast. It's been a while since I've continued this podcast, and I actually thought of starting it up again, given that I have a little bit of time before the holidays, and now that we're nearing Q4, I'm trying to take inventory and take stock of all the things that really matter to me in this moment. Right now, I'm just talking without any script, and I think maybe I will use this episode, who knows? Who knows where we're going to be in the next couple of weeks or months, or heck, who knows where I'll be next year. I think recently a lot of things have happened this past year and so much more, but I feel like I'm nearing my 30s and I'm trying to figure out what it is that I want to do with my life, how to have a fulfilling life, how to be closer to family and my friends, and to not spread myself so thin. It's this consistent, ongoing internal struggle that I've been dealing with for the past maybe eternity of my life, but it's only gotten stronger the past 2 years. And it's strange. Whenever I feel like I put my mind to something, I go after it and I always achieve it. But then I end up feeling really alone and just unhappy. And one of my friends said that I was the kind of person who would think that the grass is greener on the other side. And honestly, I think I am that kind of person. So I've been trying to figure out how to be more appreciative of what I have in the moment, how to stop always executing and rushing from place to place, and how to just stop and enjoy my life. And honestly, sometimes I think about where I'm headed and I'm really not sure. Sometimes I think about the impact that I have on people and I'm not sure how much impact I've had. All I know is that I just want to be happy and fulfilled and live a life where I'm not chained, ball and chain to a job that, you know, has me by the golden handcuffs. And it's hard to walk away from a salary that pays so well, a company that is recognized globally with the prestige and all the benefits. But in the end, I kind of peel apart all those layers and think about, what is it that Emily wants? What do we want to do? And where do we see ourselves going? And so as I'm thinking of starting up this podcast again, because you know, I bought this really cool Rode mic on Carousel for $100, and it's just so cute and compact. I am digging really deep inside to figure out, what does Emily Fang want to do? Like, where is she going? Where is she headed? When she was young, she always wanted to open a community garden. And as she got older, that goal has evolved into a community center and a garden and perhaps like a boba or a coffee shop. I still think I'm going to do that eventually. How I'm going to get there, I'm not too sure. But I look at who I am now in this very moment and think about how proud I am of this person who's just gone through a huge evolution of herself. And I don't think we give myself, or I don't think we give her enough credit sometimes, because oftentimes I am the most hardest person on myself and I push and push and push when I realize actually that pressure is not coming from anyone, not even my Asian parents, not from society, just myself. So maybe we'll think about this in a way where we can explore different types of lifestyles and personalities and, you know, just stories of cool women who are paving the way for themselves, not set out to impress other people, not trying to live a life that is sculpted by society or culture, but perhaps it's something that they actually want to do. And I do recognize my privilege. I come from a good family, a loving family who supports my dreams, and I have a really great community. So to be able to think of a life that is impactful and fulfilling, that's definitely privilege. And I recognize that. And I hope that I can inspire other women and help other women to kind of dream of a dream that they want for themselves and actually be able to execute it. And again, I don't really know where I'm going with this episode. All I know is that this Rode mic is so cute and I just want to talk into it because I feel like I'm now an actual radio host or a podcaster. And I just feel like there's so many exciting things coming up in my life right now. Specifically, one, I want to focus more on my YouTube channel to really build up the fangirl. And for those content creators out there, damn, building a YouTube channel is no joke. You have to respect the hustle. You have to respect those content creators. And then number two, I want to be closer to my family. I saw this Instagram video about a guy asking this other guy, you know, how many times do you see your parents in a year? And he said, well, I see my parents once or twice a year, and that's it. And he was like, well, if you kind of think about it from backwards, you technically probably only have 10 more times you'll see your parents before, you know, something happens or they pass away or, you know, they're getting older. And that really struck me, and I realized that that was so true. We think we have 10 years or 15 years more with people that we love, but in actuality, if you only see them once a year, that is not what that is, right? And so I think while I'm here in Singapore by myself, and I recognize that my parents are getting older, their hair is graying, they are grandparents now, I can't help but think, but like, am I being selfish for wanting to pursue this life for myself? And am I being dumb by kind of just being in a different country away from them and not really having any set goals? So that's been really hard for me to figure out. But I think I want to create a life where I can be closer to home, and I'm in the middle of that. And then the third thing is, I hate to say it, but I guess love, finding love. Not that it's a current priority of myself right now, but I think it's in the back of my head. I think I've been wildly independent and strong-headed and sometimes pig-headed too, but I have found that it can be quite lonely sometimes being by myself. It's really hard to be strong all by myself sometimes. And I look at couples around me who have, you know, just endured so much together, and they have a life partner. Like, they have their partner in crime to like go through the ups and downs, and it's beautiful to see. And I feel like I've only had myself for like the longest time. And then there's always like that question, like, is there something wrong with me? Like, why can I also not be loved, I guess? And so I'm just like sitting here on the floor talking into my Rode mic on a Tuesday night and yeah, just thinking of these things. But yeah, I mean, these are the inner thoughts of a girl in Singapore trying to figure out her life and possibly contemplating on uploading this episode. But I think where I'm headed right now is just going to be pretty exciting and uplifting. And I think I'm at that point where I'm ready to take off and I'm ready to work hard to get to where I want to be, because I think I've come to find that perhaps I'm not living such a fulfilling life that I wanted. And now that I've discovered that about myself, I think it's time. I think it's time to move forward, I mean, not move out of Singapore, but I think it's time to move forward. So yeah, that's where I'm headed, you guys. And I hope you enjoy this podcast episode. We'll see where all the other episodes go. But thanks for listening into the inner thoughts of Emily in Singapore, aka the Fangirl. Bye, everyone.